Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. We are halfway home here on a Wednesday. Good stuff in the mailbag. Good stuff with Scott Chandley. 1 hour from now, Anthony Tolliver is going to stop by. 402-951-1620. You can email the show, Nick at 1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter at Nick Bob. So it's always fun looking at Nebraska's schedule and combing through it for different things. And you know, you look at where's the bye week fall? Okay, what is it, you know, is that good or bad? You rank the schedule, easiest start, all those things. I love doing all those things. But there's also the cliche of every schedule of the trap game. Oh, that's a trap game. Where's the trap game? And when I look at Nebraska's schedule, again, it's favorable, relatively speaking. The crossovers lighten up. Instead of having, you know, at Michigan, at Ohio State, and Michigan State as your crossovers, this year you got Ohio State at home, then you got Indiana at home, and then you're at Maryland. So a much, much, much lighter load for your crossover schedules. Plus this year you get Iowa, Wisconsin, Northwestern all coming to Lincoln. So again, things are favorable, relatively speaking, when you look at the schedule. There's no doubt about that. But when I then kind of switch the lens at which I'm viewing it and say, all right, trap game. Let's search and comb through this thing and look for the trap game. So here's how I would kind of look at a trap game. A trap game is one in which A is probably tougher than people think. A trap game is a type of game where people are going to go, I don't think that game's a lot tougher than you think. And then B, a trap game falls in a sneaky, tough time in the schedule. Either because you're just finishing a tough stretch or, you know, it's you can get caught looking ahead because you've got a huge game coming down the pike, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we'll say this. There are sometimes you comb through it and there's an obvious trap game that kind of jumps out at you. I don't know if there is a total obvious one with this schedule. When I look through it, though, there are two games that jump out. And here's the thing. I'm sure you're going to giggle at both, but I hate to be a jerk on June 12th at 12:35, but Nebraska has lost the right to giggle at the idea or notion of any team beating them. And they've also lost the right to just flat out pencil in and assume a win for really any game that's not an FCS opponent. I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk, but come on, right? I mean, last 2 years, Nebraska's lost to Northern Illinois and Troy at home. In the last 2 years, Nebraska's gone 4-8 two straight years. So let's just be real about it, right? So I know that you're still, I'm the same way, you know, like it's Nebraska, you view it through a certain lens and you hear about certain games and you're like, oh, come on, that's a win. Well, kind of got to be, you got to still be real about things. So when I come through it, try and find the trap game. Here are the two that jump out at me as trap games for Nebraska. The first one is week four at Illinois. And I know, Illinois, what? First of all, it's a road game, okay? Second of all, it falls the week before the Ohio State game. So it could be a classic get caught looking ahead spot. And certainly the other factor in all this is what has happened in the first three games. Is Nebraska undefeated? Did Nebraska go lose at Colorado? Are they rolling? Are they struggling? All that obviously matters. But I still look at this game and where it falls, and it just feels trappy to me. I know Nebraska blew out Illinois last year. But if you remember, I want you to really go on your Rolodex and think about last year. What really flipped that game was five turnovers by Illinois and a handful of them coming on special teams, muff punts, all that stuff. It was, in all reality, it was a game where neither team could stop the other one. And it was turnovers, especially turnovers that set up short fields for Nebraska, that kind of changed everything. Because you go back and look at the box score of that game, Illinois had more first downs than Nebraska. Illinois ran the ball for, wait for it, 383 yards. Illinois had 383 yards rushing last year against Nebraska. I mean, wow. They moved the rock, right? Now, to be fair, they couldn't dream of stopping Nebraska either. Nebraska hung 54 points in Illinois, and they had 606 total yards of offense. So, I'm going to tell the whole story. And then a part of the story this year, which is, you know, good, is the fact that Illinois is going to be breaking in a new quarterback, too. They had A.J. Bush, who once upon a time was a Nebraska Cornhusker, was a pretty dynamic player. I mean, he wasn't Deshaun Watson, but he was a pretty dynamic player. They got a really good returning running back. And listen, that rushing attack was a real rushing attack. So for me, I just look at it, and I'm like, okay, road game, week before Ohio State, classic look-ahead spot. And a team that really moved the ball against Nebraska last year, potential trap game there. And you look at Illinois, the games leading up to it, they have Akron, Eastern Michigan, they're at UConn. Like, they'll probably be 3-0. So they might be kind of having a little semblance of confidence, too. But that, I see, first trap game I potentially see, week four at Illinois. Second trap game I see, week 11 at Maryland. This is a team over the last couple of years that when they've been good, they've been pretty tough. Keep in mind, they've beat Texas 2 years in a row. They went to Austin 2 years ago, beat them. Then last year, opening Saturday of college football, Texas came to Maryland. Lost. So obviously, like, they have a level in them that's pretty good. But they've endured a rash of quarterback injuries 2 years ago. And then last year was, you know, remember they had the death of their teammate, Jordan McNair, passed away in a workout before the season. And then their head coach and strength coach came under scrutiny with some investigation. And ultimately, their head coach was fired at, like, there was a lot of distractions last year. But with this game, it's sandwiched in between Nebraska's two biggest division foes. It's the week before, Wisconsin is in Lincoln, and then the week after, Iowa comes to Lincoln. So Nebraska's in the midst of a stretch run that is tough. They're going to have two emotional games, two physical games with Iowa and Wisconsin, and then obviously right in the middle of it, you got to get on a plane and head to Maryland. So where it falls strikes me as problematic too. Now Maryland, they got a Virginia Tech transfer at the quarterback spot that's a pretty talented kid. And again, this is a team that put up 34-plus points six times last year. So again, they're one of those teams that, like, when they were clicking, they were pretty good. They're capable, I should say. You know, and it's a road trip for Nebraska late in the year. Weather can be an issue. Injuries can be an issue. Fatigue can be an issue. Anxiety, emotions can be issues. And again, where it falls is less than ideal. Sandwiched between the two biggest division foes for Nebraska, Wisconsin and Iowa. A road trip to Maryland right in between those, that's tough. That's pretty tough. So there you go. Those are the two trap games that kind of jump out at me. to me, week four at Illinois, and then week 11 traveling to Maryland. Now, the good thing, you know, the other thing that's hard is that, checking it out now, Maryland has a bye week before they play Nebraska, too. So Maryland will have, they have a tough stretch. They have to go, they have Michigan at home, they're at Ohio State, then they have a bye week, and then Nebraska. So those are the trap games that I see for Nebraska in 2019. 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com, or you can hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Still to come, Anthony Tolliver is going to stop by, talk a little NBA Finals. Rocking and rolling here on a Wednesday.